May the Lord help us to commence this service by singing hymn 320. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Hymn 320.
just read together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, Genesis chapter 35. Genesis 35, reading the first 15 verses. And God said unto Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God, that appeared unto thee, when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household, and to all that were with him, Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. Let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed. And the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar, and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak, and the name of it was called Alon Beuchroth. And God appeared unto Jacob again, when he came out of Padan Aram, and blessed him. And God said unto him, Thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spake with him, Bethel. Now please turn to the prophet Malachi chapter 3. We'll commence to read at verse 7 to the end of chapter 4. Malachi chapter 3, verse 7. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. that ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Will ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, and that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. But ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept this ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up, yea, that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance is written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. And it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and go up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet, in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us and teach us to pray. Kind and merciful and ever gracious Lord God, thy kindness and thy mercy and thy goodness is such that again, dear Lord, we, a little company of poor sinners, have found in thy courts the evening hour of this Sabbath day, this first day of the year. Oh, and how thankful we are Lord, and oh, we do desire, Lord, to mingle our words, Lord, with the psalmist. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. Our Lord, we do pray thou be with us then, and do help us this evening hour. Oh, do bless our souls, Lord, that we may know the truth of thy blessed word. Lord, we read about dear Jacob and the Lord, and he blessed him there. Ah, Lord, that's what we want. We want that, Lord, here this night, the outpouring of thy Holy Spirit, the enduring of power from on high. Oh, dear Lord, that open then the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing this night. And he blessed him there. Or he blessed her there. Oh, that it may be so, Lord. So that, Lord, that none go away empty, sent away. And those that have come, Lord, shall we say, crying unto thee, crawling, as it were, as poor worms of the earth, Lord, but oh, that they may go home, dear Lord, with some sweet token, some evidence for God, that their names are indeed, after all, found in the Lamb's Book of Life. They may have this sweet, gracious assurance. They may have a sweet, humble hope that it is so. Lord, that thou wilt so then graciously work. Ah, Lord, we look to thee. We cannot do it in and of ourselves. No, Lord, but we look to thee. And all the honour, all the glory, and all the praise, then, Lord, shall be thine. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name would we give glory. Then hear our prayers. Do undertake for us now. Lord, thou knowest just how each one comes. There may be those, Lord, that come with their burden. The burden of their sin and their iniquity, and that say, with my burden I begin, Lord, remove this load of sin. Oh, they cry with the psalmist, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Our Lord, such would be like dear Jacob, who wrestled there with the man. Dear Lord, and he said, and I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And dear Lord, we pray then that thou hear and answer prayer, so that, Lord, poor sinners take hold of thee by faith and say, and I will not let thee go. Oh, by night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I rise and go about the city and the street and the broad ways. I sought him whom my soul loveth, but I found him not. But it was a little that I went from, and I found him. I held him, and I would not let him go. Oh, dear Lord, do hear our prayer. Oh, Lord, which I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Oh, we pray then, Lord, that thou wouldest draw near, Lord, to a little company of poor sinners tonight to come seeking mercy and salvation through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. That come, Lord, desiring, hoping that there may be a word. Lord, just a word or two, Lord, as from thine own lips, Lord, that shall be sealed home into their hearts, so that, Lord, they've got something to take home, a roast portion, something to beat out, that they may gather some handful of purpose. Then, dear Lord, do be gracious to each and all. Lord, then hear our prayer, so that none are sent empty away. Lord, a poor man feels to be poor. But dear Lord, oh, that may, Lord, none be impoverished because of one's poverty. Oh, Lord, do take thy word and do bless it to the souls of the hearers, we pray. Oh, that there may be that quickening divine operation of the power of thy blessed Spirit in and upon sinners' hearts. And that, Lord, others may be establishing the truth, may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel, may have that sweet then assurance that they are amongst thy people and thy children. That they may have a sweet hope of heaven, of glory, a hope that their sins are pardoned, a sweet hope that their names are recorded in some humble place beneath the Lord the Lamb. Hear then our prayers. Now, Lord, we ask thee to remember them once more. Lord, this little cause of truth, do bless them together and do bind them together. Bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace, and make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Undertake for them, be with them and bless them indeed. Lord, we do pray for our friends, the deacons here. Undertake for them, Lord, in their concerns and responsibilities. Help them, dear Lord, to spread those matters before thee, and be their guide and their counsellor. Be with each one then, Lord, church members and members of the congregation. Our Lord, we bear them all before thee, praying that thou wilt abundantly bless thy word to their souls. We do pray for the dear children, the little ones. Lord, they're not here tonight because they're so little. Lord, we pray thou remember them. Oh, but that they may have, Lord, that good thing in their heart. Oh, that they may, Lord, desire to find Jesus. Be with the young friends, we pray. Help them each. Some of them at school, some of them, Lord, are stepping out into life. Lord, and earning the bread that perisheth. We pray, dear Lord, thou be their guide and counsellor, and thou help them and bless them and be gracious to them. Oh, and do make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Lord, and we do pray particularly, Lord, for the young ones. Lord, that thou find for them suitable wives, suitable husbands. Lord, so that they may walk together to the house of God in love and unity in the bond of peace. Oh, dear Lord, do guide them, Lord, in these things. And may they commit these things into thy hand, Lord, because thou dost not make any mistakes. Lord, we know that we make mistakes. Oh, Lord, then do help them to seek that wisdom from above, that they may be guided aright by thy blessed Spirit. Then be gracious to each and all. Now hear prayer for those in affliction's path, unable to come to the house of God today. Be with them and bless them in their homes and help them there. Lord, and be with all of thy people. Lord, others that we know of and think of in sickness and affliction's path, to put thy hand and heal and restore them. We pray to health and strength, and pray, dear Lord, thou be gracious to them. And we pray for those in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts, support them, hold them up, bless them, the widows and the widowers, and those who have lost near and dear ones, whether it be a mother, father, brother or sister or child. Lord, have mercy upon the meek, we pray, and do help. And then those in deep trials, Lord, one way and another, but do make thy goodness pass before them. Bring down those great mountains of impossibility. And may they know, Lord, the truth of the hymn that we open the service with tonight, that God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. then be with them. Again, pray for thy servants, Lord, that have been laid aside, that preach this day, Lord, and we think of Mr. Philip Warren again now, tonight. Pray, help him, Lord. Mr. Wallace, Lord, we pray that be with him also. Lord, do then be gracious to each and all. And any other of thy servants, Lord, some dear Lord, they may be old, they may be young, they may be in between, but Lord, they all need that same gracious help from above. And we pray, dear Lord, that there may be an outpouring of thy Holy Spirit, Lord, this night. Wherever then thy word and truth is preached, oh, grant that gracious anointing. Oh, the touching of the lips with the live coal from off the heavenly altar. The opening of the mouth wide, the filling of truth. Then, dear Lord, do bless thy word. Just pray, Lord, for our land and nation, our sovereign, the Queen. Bless her, help her, oh Lord, and be gracious to her. And oh, that she may then be helped lead that good example, Lord, even as her father did. Then hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. Others in the world, remember, appear for poor fallen mankind. Overturn the evil designs of wicked men, frustrate their intention. Bring peace in this troubled, stricken world. Supply the needs of all thy people, Lord, and remember those in Africa, Lord, where there's drought, and other places where there's floods. Be gracious to each and all. Then help us, Lord, and the close of the service, when a few poor sinners meet around thy table, meet with us, bless us. The Lord, we come there, desiring to do, as bidden and exalted of thee, in remembrance of thee. Then be with us now, undertake for us. Come, fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we play, the dear one who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 7. God shall alone the refuge be, and comfort of my mind. Too wise to be mistaken, he, too good to be unkind. Hymn number 7.
Thank you.
in dependence upon thee, Lord, for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention again to Psalm 115, verses 12 and 13. Psalm 115, verse 12 and 13. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. We try to speak a little this morning from this first clause. The Lord hath been mindful of us. Spoke a few of those things that some of us have walked in the year past. Oh, and after, blessed be his name, we can humbly testify to his honour and to his glory that the Lord truly has been mindful of us. We went on to speak about those things where the Lord, mindful of us, calls sinners out of nature's darkness into his marvellous light. Yes, and the Lord has been mindful of us. When one dear friend said to me after the morning service, what came to my mind was, we've not been mindful of him. Friends, and isn't that true? He's been mindful of us. Friends, and how often have we forgotten? Yes, forgotten sometimes to render thanksgiving and praise for his goodness and mercy and kindness. Daily provision, clothing, beds to lie on, roof over our heads. Oh, the many mercies that are bestowed upon us. Oh, and we have been unmindful. And neglected in rendering thanksgiving to him. But, oh, the Lord is very, very merciful. And why, one thought whilst we read John 3 this morning, there are the Lord's merciful kindness unto poor, fallen mankind. Why, and the dear Lord Jesus says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The Lord hath been mindful of us. You know, this just comes to mind to what we read here in the beginning of the Bible, here in chapter 8, yes, chapter 8 of the book of Genesis. There's been the flood, and Noah's come out of the ark. And what do we read? And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And God smelled a sweet savour. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. It neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done. Oh, the Lord was mindful of us. And he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, who indeed offered himself as a sacrifice for sin and uncleanness, offered himself as a perfect sacrifice at Calvary's cross. And yes, God demands perfection, and that perfection came through his own beloved Son, the God-man, Emmanuel, God with us. The Lord hath been mindful of us. Jesus fulfilled every jot and every tittle of the holy law of God for man's sake. Jesus, having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. He being mindful of us by covenant, transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine, their sin bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. The Lord hath been mindful of us. You just think for a moment. Yes, the dear Lord Jesus setting his face as a flint to go toward Jerusalem, knowing the things that would happen unto him there. The Lord hath been mindful of us. Yes, what we read there then in Genesis 8, that man's heart is prone to iniquity, it's full of sin, full of guile, full of deceit, full of wickedness. But the Lord is mindful of us. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. Yes, he delights in mercy. And the blessed Lord Jesus then has suffered, bled, died, paid the ultimate price. And that ultimate price was his own heart's blood. We are not redeemed with corruptible things such as gold and silver from your vain conversation, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, said John. Yes, he indeed was pointing to his redeeming blood, saying, behold the way to God. Yes, you go back in the Old Testament, and there, why, the Passover night. Yes. And the Lord hath been mindful of us. He brought them out of the land of Egypt by a mighty and an outstretched arm. But on that Passover night in particular, why, he was mindful of them. And there they offered, there was the lamb that was slain, the blood collected in the basin, and there it was, that hyssop was used, sprinkled upon the doorposts and lintels of their dwelling places. The Lord hath been mindful of us. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Friend, what a blessed, glorious statement of truth. Yes, for poor dying sinners, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. The blood of the everlasting covenant of the blessed Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood for the remission of sin. Oh, amazing grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That the Lord had been mindful of us. Well, there's a lot still in this text. How much we're going to say, I don't know. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Now, he will bless us. Why, yes, he is, oh, this is not presumption. A sinner taught by divine grace will fear to presume, will fear to take things for granted. But the dear Lord so draws near to them at times and so blesses them. He will bless us. I don't know whether any of you have had an experience whereby you have made prayer and supplication unto the God of heaven. You, a poor sinner. Yes, and in your distress, in your deep exercise, that which the Lord has placed in your heart, and you have cried unto the Lord. You have made your requests and your petitions known unto him. You have unbosomed your mind to the Lord. You know, Abraham's servant didn't he? When he sent him to find a wife for his son Isaac. He went straight away and approached the Lord. He asked the Lord, let this be the woman. Let this be the one that shall be my master's son's husband. But notice how those things that the Lord exercises your heart with, that those things that the Lord has put there, and is out, and you've prayed earnestly. I'm not saying, dear soul, that you feel it to be a well-ordered prayer, but you believe this, that your prayer has been heard. You know, that that's a wonderful blessing. He will bless us. He blesses with the spirit of grace and of supplication. And he blesses you with this spirit of prayer. And you feel quietly, sweetly, confidently in your heart that you are going to receive an answer. Now, sometimes we're disappointed, I know. But I'm speaking of this time, dear soul. You may not have many times like it. But a few times in your life, perhaps once or twice, yes, you've prayed and you've asked the Lord for some particular thing. Show me some token, Lord, for God. And the Lord has answered your prayer. He will bless us. Oh, friends, yes, and you know, that indeed is a blessing. That indeed is a blessing, dear soul. And a blessing not to be despised or rejected. The Lord has heard and answered your poor prayers. He will bless us. Yes, you see, there has to be this God-given faith. It's not something that
we can manufacture ourselves. It's the free unmerited gift of the Holy Spirit, faith in our heart to believe that which we ask God for, He will give and He will grant. It is as though you have already the blessing, the answer to your prayer in your hand. He will bless us. He will bless us. There's this sense here. There's the Gentile church, isn't there? The Lord was sent, was he not, to the Gentiles? Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighteth. Yet a bruised reed shall he not break, the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. These, dear soul, that the Lord has a purpose of love and of mercy to them. But here then again, he will bless us, and this is how he will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Israel. Israel, again, the chosen people of God. Oh, and what a mercy to be found. Yes, in this covenant of his grace, he will bless the house of Israel. Yes, why here in Ezekiel then, the dear prophet says, the Lord says, I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. And the child of God wants to know that he, she is of the house of Israel. I want to know, numbered with them, may I be now and throughout eternity. The house of Israel. Why, it was there, was it not, my friends, where the Lord says regarding his servant Jacob, now Israel, that the Lord would be with him. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And why earlier? What is the Lord said to a dear Jacob? Why, he appeared to him, didn't he? He appeared to him at Padan Aram. As he went here, he dreamed. He saw a ladder, and the Lord stood above it. I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. The Lord hath been mindful of us. Remembers us in our lowest state. When poor dear Jacob was here, And yet, my friend, the Lord remembered him. And again, when here there's his brother Esau coming to meet him. Yes. Oh, and how dear Abraham then pleads with the Lord. Ah, yes. Because we read that he was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Ah, and we believe that man was the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, all these years before his incarnation. Yes, he wrestled with a man. Ah, wrestling prayer. Ah, he will bless. He will bless the house of Jacob. He will bless the house of Jacob with wrestling prayer. Wrestling prayer can wonders do, bring relief in deepest straits. Prayer can force a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. Dear soul, have you tonight got something locked up in your heart? Some seeming impossibility. But dear soul, you know, again, there is nothing impossible with the Lord. Dear soul, and if it's the Lord's will, it shall be done. He will bless us. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. Something just comes to my mind here. And this came out of a conversation I had with someone a short while ago. Regards dear Mary, the mother of Jesus. Ah, the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. Well, here she is. Yes, this woman, this dear Mary, the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary. For thou hast found favour with God." You know, behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him a throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever. And for his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now, the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. Yes. Dear soul, and sometimes in blessing, the people of God, like the dear Lord Jesus Christ, they have to bear a cross. They have to suffer shame. You say, where did Mary suffer shame? She's a virgin. She's with child. Ah, friends. Naturally speaking, and the law was, then say that she's committed adultery. Or the assumption would have been, I should say, that Jesus committed adultery. But what are you saying? God moves in a mysterious way. His wonders to perform. The Lord would be mindful of us. The Lord was mindful of Mary. He kept her from these things. But oh, friends, yes, why? What was going to happen? Oh, friends, Well, no, it wasn't Joseph, it was the Holy Ghost. And were people going to believe this? Were people going to receive this? And she suffered for this. Suffered for the Lord's sake. Yes, just a few perhaps seed thoughts there, as we would call them. It was for her to be found with child. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us, yes, he blessed. But, sometimes in blessing, the Lord's blessing, man doesn't see it in the same way. There is shame. Or choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. Oh, he blesses the house of Israel. Joseph, Jacob rather, Israel, go forth and multiply. Go forth and multiply. He will bless the house of Israel. Oh, the Lord indeed would indeed rend the heavens and come down and bless today the house of Israel. The remnant, his own people, that there may be some true converts, sinners converted by the power of his Holy Spirit. And do we not need the Lord to bless us with a spirit of grace and of supplication for these things to be done? To his name, to his honour, and to his glory. He will bless the house of Israel. There goes Saul of Tarsus on Damascus Road. Ready to hail men and women into prison. But, the Lord met him there, didn't he? The Lord met him there. He will bless the house of Israel with converts. Yes, why there? Where we have quoted from Ezekiel being inquired of the Lord to do it for them. And he will increase them with men like a flock, as the flock of Jerusalem. In a solemn feast, so shall the waste city be filled with flocks of men. And they shall know that I am the Lord. Well, I must come to this. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless the house of Aaron. Well, he will bless the house of Aaron. Now, Aaron, that was the priesthood, was it not? Yes. The high priest, the days of Moses, Aaron. And that priesthood was done away when our dear Lord Jesus Christ became the high priest of our profession that ever lives to make intercession for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. Aaron, the house of Aaron, the priesthood was passed on from generation to generation. But the high priest of our profession still then ever lives. But the parallel thought is this, that he will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless the ministry of the word of his grace. He will bless the preaching of the gospel of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And when the dear Lord Jesus then has died, he rises again, and he came. Why? There was the day that he appeared to Mary Magdalene, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, the doors being shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Ah, now here's the commission. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And why, what is it the dear Lord records here in Matthew chapter 28? Go ye therefore. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He will bless the house of Aaron. Yes, the preaching then of the word of his grace. The dear apostle Paul, writing to his son Timothy in the faith, why, he exhorts him, does he not? He exhorts him to preach the word, to be instant, in season, and out of season. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing of his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things. Endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Oh, the solemn charge that Paul gave to his son Timothy in the faith. He will bless the house of Aaron. And God's dear servants, whoever they are, they are to preach the word, to preach Christ. The apostle Paul says that he's determined to know nothing among men save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Why, it is all the charges to point to his redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Yes, it's all to point sinners to Christ. They cannot give you Christ, but they point the way. They point that there is a refuge for sinners the gospel makes known, which is found in the merits of Jesus alone. Yes, to point them, what you were singing that second hymn, number 7, such a blessed hymn, is it not? Why, the dear hymn writer there, God shall alone the refuge be, comfort of my mind, too wise to be mistaken, too good to be unkind, shall alone the refuge be. Yes, dear soul, the ministers appoint to this blessed refuge, this refuge for sinners. Why, what is it the dear psalmist says to us here in Psalm number 9? the ninth verse of the ninth psalm, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. They're to point to Christ, thou hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Yes, you that went along, was it this morning we mentioned? By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will arise now. I'll go about this. You were the one then that sought him. You were questioning, did I love him or not? By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. By night on my bed. This hour, was that what it was last night? Some of you, dear younger ones here, was that where you were last night, in the night, during the night, in the early hours of the morning? By night on your bed, seeking him whom your soul loveth. You wanted to know that Jesus loved you and gave himself for you and paid the price, the redemption of your soul with his blood. He will bless the house of Aaron. Yes, dear soul, he will bless the house of Aaron. He blessed his soul, the preaching of his word unto his people. Dear soul, why often we might well feel, one feels, go to preach. Whatever am I doing, going here? If the people knew what I was like, they wouldn't have me. Go and perhaps you don't know, which is very often the case, don't know what you're going to say. You might not believe that. You don't know what you're going to say. And there may be, I don't know, there may be a young man in here that's exercised about the ministry of the Word of God. Yeah. And you go and preach, and you don't know what you're going to say. Thy whole dependence on me, thanks. Or entertain a thought, thy worth is gained with mind to mix, but venture to be naught. It's very, very humbling. I well remember the late Mr. Jabez Field, whom you knew here from time to time. Once he said, he came out his tent, didn't know what he was going to say. But oh, the liberty that dear man had that night. I thought he must have known. But now I know differently. Now I know differently. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless the house of Aaron. Yes, it's Hades, how there's encouragement to the Lord's people, to those that feel afar off. There's the pointing to the blessed Saviour. As a bringing to remembrance of the way the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, prove thee, know what was in thine heart, to call into remembrance all these things. And he will bless. Yes, sometimes, friends, why we've been amazed. What the Lord has blessed. Friends, and I say again, why it's very humbling. When sometimes we feel at our worst, we hang our head in shame. Why we think, well, I don't know. I don't know how to preach. And then you hear something, that. Perhaps just a few words have been blessed to someone's soul. I arrange it, you know, you have to give all the praise. What does it say here in the first verse? Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, and thy mercy, and thy, for thy mercy and thy truth's sake. This whole, and that's it. Yes, he will bless. He will bless the house of Aaron. And this whole, and he will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless the church of God with God's sent ministers down to the end of time. He will have his servants to blow that blessed, glorious trumpet of the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ, that there is none other name given under heaven whereby we can be saved, whereby we must be saved. It is him and through him and him alone. Yes, he will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless the gospel ministry of the word of his grace. Yes, so that sinners will long to come to hear the sound of the truth of the gospel of Christ. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Yes. And does that take in some of you in here tonight? You don't feel tonight as though you've been filled. But, dear soul, do you feel a hunger and a thirst after the righteousness of Christ? Do you want to know more of him? Do you want to view his lovely face? Do you want to take hold of him and not let him go? Yeah. What has the Lord said? Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. I may have said something like this before, but it's his prerogative, you know. It's him. It's Christ that has said, such souls are blessed. Yes, they're blessed in their hunger, in their thirst. Those people down the road. Yes. They haven't got this desire after Christ. But your desire to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss, and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Knowledge of all terrestrial things near to my soul true pleasure brings. No peace but in the Son of God, no joy but through his pardoning blood. What did Peter say? Why, he said this, did he not? Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. He will bless the house of Aaron. Well, we must close, but he will bless them that fear the Lord. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. What did we read just now there in Malachi? And then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. The Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them, listen, that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And that thought upon his name. There are those that fear the Lord, and they from time to time talk to one another, as Naomi and Ruth did on their journey back to Bethlehem, as Abraham and Isaac did when they were going up the mount for Isaac to be offered as a sacrifice. But there are others that thought upon his name. Dear soul, you know, I don't think we can get any lower than this. And there is no need to get any lower than this. Here, the blessed Holy Spirit comes right down to the poorest of sinners, to those that think upon his name. Yes. Yes, oh, are you one that thinks? That thinks upon his name. The name of Jesus. How sweet it sounds in a believer's ear, soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds and drives away his fears. And you think of his sufferings. You think of his love. You think of his compassion. You think of his blessed, gracious, divine ability to save. And how he had compassion on a poor man that was full of leprosy. We spoke to the children this afternoon, mainly about a poor man that was blind from his birth, and he had compassion on him, and he made clay of spittle and he put it on his eyes. Oh, dear soul, do you think upon this name, this blessed man, the God man, this Emmanuel, God with us? This one, dear soul, that came to seek and to save that which was lost. And they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Dear soul, do you think about him? Are they that feared the Lord? Why, yes. We could, grace and ability given, you could go for a long time speaking about the fear of the Lord. But is this fear that fears to offend divine holy majesty? Yes, fears to offend divine holy majesty. Walks, a sinner walks in the fear of the Lord. Not a slavish fear, not the fear of the wicked. No, but there's fear that's controlled by love unto God, to his people, to his ways. Yes, and dear soul, and there's this, and they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jaws. When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to him that died to save. Well, the Lord bless the few simple, scattered remarks, and his name shall have all the praise. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £835, which were for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association, and for which we would be very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. Mr. Timothy Rosier will preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Gilbert Hyde next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 967. God of my life, to thee I call. Afflicted at thy feet I fall. When the great water floods prevail, leave not my trembling heart to fail. Hymn 967.
bless thy word. O Lord, thou hast promised that thy word will not return unto thee void, but accomplish that whereto thou pleasest send it. May there be, Lord, the blessed evidence, and thy name shall have the praise. Meet with us now, Lord, as a few poor sinners meet round thy table in remembrance of thee. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet communion, and the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.